Watch, Rosie O'Donnell rants about Trump, rigged elections, taking drugs to sleep. By Warner Todd Houston on May 13, 2025. In yet another rant from Ireland, Rosie O'Donnell took to her TikTok account to accuse President Donald Trump of cheating during the election, said she hopes that the names of ICE agents are revealed, and said she has to take drugs to get to sleep. O'Donnell variously claimed Trump cheated during the 2024 election, hoped that activists could out federal immigration agents, and even falsely claimed that Trump is violating the U.S. Constitution, the Molliman's Clause, as she put it, by taking a plane from Qatar, not to mention her discussion of some of the drugs she is on. Things are getting crazy over there in the U.S. of A., she said in her monotone delivery. I mean, they've been crazy for months, now, right, at least 100 days. She then spun into the strange interpretation of President Trump's election comments, if he admits one more time that the election was rigged. I mean, why is he allowed to admit this over and over again, and no one does anything about it? It's very obvious that it was. Here, O'Donnell is suffering under a misapprehension about Trump's comments of rigged elections. He is usually talking about the 2020 election when he lost to Joe Biden. But, notice that O'Donnell is the election denier in this scenario because she is directly saying that the 2024 election was rigged by Trump against Kamala Harris. At Rosie Hello All hashtag Love hashtag Dublin hashtag Stand Up Comedy hashtag Edinburgh hashtag Donnie Two Dolls hashtag Ice Sucks Original Sound, Rosie O'Donnell. She then went back to her oft-repeated claim that Trump has dementia, a claim that she never levied against Joe Biden despite the clear evidence for the latter. He keeps saying it, because he has like some form of dementia or something that he can't help but tell on himself for what he's done, as he has always. Or he puts it on someone else exactly what he has done, she bloviated. A little later, she also admitted that her mental state was precarious living in the USA and she had to leave the country. And it is all because she is so entirely consumed with hatred for Donald Trump. I knew if I was there, my mental health would suffer tremendously because it did last time he was in office. And that was like him light. And now it's like, you know, him heavy. Heavy duty him. Heavy duty keep yourself out of jail for treason him. And now he wants to take this plane, she said, referencing the story that the country of Qatar is looking to donate a jetliner to the U.S. government because Boeing has fallen years behind in finishing its contract for a new Air Force One presidential airplane. O'Donnell shook her head and then mispronounced the constitutional clause that misinformed left-wingers are claiming Trump would violate with the plane deal. Molliman's clauses, everyone, she gravely intoned. Why do we have laws if he just breaks all of them? She claimed, despite that the plane deal would not break the emoluments clause. The comedian went into a rant about who the hell are these ICE people, and hoped that their names can soon be outed. It's very, very overwhelming, the mentally vexed woman continued. And I can't even begin to talk about the ICE raids. And who the hell are these ICE people? And their names are going to come out. She then proved that she lives in a cloistered, bubble world by claiming that Americans don't support ICE agents, and said, and, boy, if they can see themselves the way the rest of Americans see them, that would be a wake-up call, don't you think? For sure. She next claimed that she has given up smoking pot. After all, it is illegal in Ireland, and she feels much better. However, she also has to take drugs to get to sleep. I've been having trouble sleeping, you know, I really have, the former The View host admitted. She blamed some of her problems on the angst of moving to a new country, though she says she has not one regret. I'm very, very glad I left before Trump's inauguration and didn't have to watch or participate in the facade of that, she said before getting into her new drug habit. I talked to my psycho farm guy from New York, she said, noting she is using trazodone to get to sleep. But this drug is not a sleep aid. Trazodone is an antidepressant medication primarily used to treat major depressive disorders, a fact that O'Donnell readily admitted. Trazodone is not really a sleeping aid. It's a depression medication, usually for people who are addicted to something, that's what I read, at least, she admitted. She next admitted to taking Mounjaro to lower her diabetes sugar intake and she heartily endorsed the drug for a weight loss and cutting her addiction to processed white sugar. Finally, she noted how vexed she is that her psycho farm guy would not prescribe Xanax for her to help her sleep. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social @Warner Todd Houston.